Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Lech Lecha. I'd like to learn today a shtickle from the Sefer Madrigas HaAdam from the Alta from the Varduk of Yosef Yoizel Horowitz, Zechatzad Gavracha, in the Maimer called Darkei Chaim, based on Perag Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, and a little bit in the Sefer Madrigas HaAdam, the Maimer called Birur Hamidos. This is all on the first few psukim of the Haftarah. So a tiny little hakdama. There's a very famous medrash which says, "Oy lanu miyoyim hadin, oy lanu miyoyim hatechacha." Woe to us from the upcoming yoyim hadin and yoyim hatechacha, day of musar, day of reckoning. Yosef, katan shvishvatim hayu. Yosef was the youngest and smallest of the shvatim. You have to be mevar. What about Binyamin? Kishamar lehem ani Yosef. When Yosef said those famous words, Ani Yosef, at that moment, Lo yachlu echov lamoy b'sechachtoy. His brothers couldn't deal with his musar. Ki nivhalu miparav, it threw them into complete confusion and chaos. It threw them off. Kishiyovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yachiyach eskol echad v'echad l'fi ma'ashahu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come one day and give everybody musar according to who they are, the Yom Eloi and Hashem will say to that person, Ani Hashem, al achas kamo v'chamo. How much more will be thrown into chaos and confusion? This is famous Medrash. There's a Chavetz Chaim on this Medrash al Torah, and very famously a Beis Halevi. But we want to again hear today from the Alta from the Varduk, the famous Alta from the Varduk, a chain of yeshivas opening all over, illegally all over Russia, to the Maariv Torah. So he says, L'chayr, we have to really understand what caused the Shvatim, Shiftei Ka, who everything by them was Cheshbon, they were Tzadikei Elyoin, when they decided to sell Yosef, originally to kill Yosef, to sell Yosef, it wasn't Chasashon with any Midas Rois. It was all based on Torah and Halacha. Different Cheshbon is why they felt that this person needs to be killed. Our Chaim HaKadosh says that they felt he was a Mori B'Malchus Yehuda. Whatever the Cheshbonis were, he's a righted. They felt that they had to kill him, and it was thought about, and it was their brother, and they cared about him, and they cared about their father. And this was the Maskana they arrived at. So Yosef surprises, Hello, Ani Yosef. So what? Why did that throw them? Why did they regret? Why did they change things? So what? You're Yosef. Okay, so you heard your Mitzrayim, you lucked out. But what would throw them into disarray? They were made a cheshbon, this is what needs to be done. What would change? So he explained that they really had many, many questions on what was going on in their lives at this point. Let's break it down to three questions which they had. One question they couldn't understand was, how come Hashgacha Pratis was causing that Yosef should be picking on them and starting up with them and charging them with treason and spying and espionage? Why? Why did he do it that to them, not to anybody else? I guess anti-Semitism wasn't very famous back then. It was kind of new. So this was one question, which was really bothering them. You couldn't figure this out. Second question. He says, bring Binyamin. What does he need Binyamin for? Why in the world is he insisting, don't come down without Binyamin? And the third question, they found the Gevia, the Becher, inside the sack of Binyamin. They couldn't figure this out. What's going on? Binyamin would take it. Why? Did he take it down? What's happening? They were very, very confused. They were missing one important thing. You know, this is Yosef. It never dawned on them that this would be Yosef. And if so, they really have wonderful questions on Yosef and on the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the moment that Yosef says, Ani Yosef, they realize this person that they thought was hating them, that was against them, that was trying to make their lives a struggle. They couldn't even figure out why. All of a sudden it made sense. Oh, with the Nevuah, with the Chaloimais, trying to get their Ayish in this world paid off. All the reasons they all of a sudden understood. Everything became clear about his behavior, which means that they never ever would have been able to figure it out, because they never would have thought that this could be Yosef. It wasn't a tzad. And if so, things didn't make sense by them. And as soon as the Alta, as soon as they got this one piece of information, this incredibly new piece of Chiddush ticket information, it changed everything. All of a sudden, everything clicked and made perfect sense. So too says the Alter. We have so many questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why me? Why not me? Why can't I have it? How come he got it? How come she got it? Why are things not working out for me? It doesn't seem to be fair. We have so many questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha. How come he's having it before me? Why is he zoichet to that? Don't I deserve it more? Don't I have more of a right? Don't I have a more challenging time? Don't I work harder? And Alter is very, very marath with Tainus. I'm going to be Makatzer. He's very lengthy with the different complaints that people commonly have in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shem, why do I have to get paid through this boss? That's one of his examples. Why couldn't you give me through this nicer person? And above all, Hashem, if I would be running things, if I would be God, things would be better, especially for me. I would make sure things work out because I really deserve it. We have a lot of questions on Hashkacha. And Va'asalavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and say those words, Ani Hashem. Hashem will add all the things we didn't realize, and all of a sudden we'll realize everything was really fine. It was great. We had so much wrong facts and information, and we're basing them on the wrong things. And that's why we were twisted and we had our complaints, but really, it was wonderful. And we'll just go and give one of the examples he gives of what the information will be in the future and how we can actually access this information today. They say this is the information age. So how can we access this information earlier nowadays when we're still, Baruch Hashem, alive? So we're going to enter this in a moment. Let's turn now to the Haftarah, right at the beginning. Loma Soimer Yaakov. Yaakov, the simple Yidden, not the Yisrael Yidden, the Yaakov are the more simple Jews. Why do you say, Mr. Adarki Me Hashem? Hashem doesn't know what's going on by me. How can it be Hashem knows what's going on? That's what the Yaakov people feel. There's no Hashkacha. I don't know. I don't feel like Hashem's involved. How could this happen to me? Loma Soimer Yaakov, Mr. Adarki Me Hashem. And Loma Soimer, let's continue. Loma Sedaber Yisrael, the next part of the Pasuk. And why Bnei Yisrael, the wise ones, the Bnei Aliyah, the Mefakshim, he calls them, why do you say, in Lashon Tadabar, you're saying it is stronger when it comes from you, what do you say? Melekai Mishpati Yavar, the second part of the Pasuk, that I know there's Hashem, but Elikim, Midas Adin, is just not running my Mishpat properly. Things aren't working out the way they should be. I don't think it's really fair what's going on. So the Navi turns to the questioners and says, Halo yadata, imloi shamata. You know, if you didn't hear, you for sure know this. It's something you could just realize by looking at your life, looking at the Bria, looking at focusing on all the good. If you weren't taught this, you could even figure it out yourself. Avraham Avinu figured it out himself. This Haftarah later on gets very into Avraham Avinu according to the Gemara. Rashi brings this. It's going on Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu figured this out. What did he figure out? Elokei Olam Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. Boirik Saisa Aretz, he created everything till the farthest reaches of the earth. Everything was created. So he is a Kol Yachol. The reason why you might think he's always not Mashkiach, if he's not, you know, Kol Yachol. He's limited in what he can do. Hashem can do everything. You're questioning him. Lo Yi'af Lo Yiga. And not only is he Kol Yachol, but he never gets exhausted. He never gets tired. He can do this forever. So why would you think, or you think he maybe he's not figuring it out? There's no end to how brilliant he is. His brilliance is infinite. So you think that this is how it should be. But the Rabbi Shalom Baruch Hu knows otherwise. This is the best for you. And now we're going to give a specific example of where our information is wrong. We were missing that Ani Yosef, that Ani Hashem. And the Navi continues and says, Noisein la'yoid koyach, ule'ein oinim otzma yaveh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing, really, to give us unlimited strength. How does strength come in here? Why are we suddenly speaking about strength? So this is really the answer. Says the Heilige Nevarvaker, when we have tainess on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should just know the really tainess on yourself. He gives an example. He says there's an expression back in the Vardic, maybe, I don't know, Europe, Litha, that if the malve and the loiver, the borrower and the lender, would focus on themselves, everything will be solved. Why? The lender goes to the borrower and says, don't you know you have a mitzvah to pay me off? Please, balchoy mitzvah, you have a mitzvah to pay me off. So he's focused on the borrower, why aren't you paying me off? The borrower is focused on the lender, and he says, lender, don't you know there's an available yigus, you're not under pressure of the borrower? So everybody's focused on the other guy. If each person would be focused on his chiyuv, on his responsibility, there'd be much less people in Beis Din. Everybody's worried about what the other person is. So he says, instead of having tainus on the Rabbein Shalom, and listen to this, realize that your taina is based on a complaint on yourself. What does that mean? I think I deserve this, that, and the other. Well, that is really based on my kinna, taiva, and kavod, my nidus ra'os. Because I desire this and this thing, so therefore when I see someone else having what looks like it, I say, oh, why does he have it? I should be having it. Why should you be having it? Because of your taivas? Doesn't mean it's good. There's nothing good about it for you. Be good about it and Hashem will give it to you. Why are you jealous of that? Because you have jealousy. That's why the other person who you think is less worthy and they're having that position, that person became, I remember there was a big tumult in a Frumag publication a couple of years ago. Somebody wrote about how he was so much better in yeshiva than all the other Bachrim, and he was the best Kailo guy, he was the highest level, and he couldn't get a job as a Rav or a Rosh Yeshiva that he wanted. And there was letters back and forth about this person deserves the job, doesn't, how come someone who was less of a level and couldn't explain the material as well, and he wasn't as geschmack, how did he get the job as Rosh Yeshiva, not him? And the altar for Nevardik, and Nevardik, and Nevardik turns to the person and says, what you're complaining about is just based on your cover. You don't have a taina on Hashem. You're rephrasing it as a taina on Hashem, but really it's just on yourself. Get rid of your kinna. Get rid of your jealousy and your desire for cover. And you'll be so thrilled with what you have. We're missing the information of being clean. We are struck and stricken. And we are drowning in Midas Rois. And therefore, we think because of that, that there's no Ashkocha. We think that the Sadeh Viraloi, but it's not Sadeh Viraloi. In many cases, just based on our disgusting Midas, says the Nevartiker. So the Navi continues and says, Noisen Leoev Koyach, Leim Yas Mosh Arach, his brother is willing to give strength whoever needs it. But what happens? V'yafu Na'orim V'yigo, V'achurim Koshri Kashelu, many, many young people are worn out, exhausting, disappointed in the Hashkocha because they had expectations based on their wanton, disgusting, hefkerdike desires. This is the taina that they're having under the Rabbein Shalom. It's really just a problem that they have, some issue that they have, instead of focusing on what their chiyuv is. V'koy ve'Hashem. But those that hope to the Eibishter, what does that mean, those that hope to the Eibishter? They sit back and say, Hashem, I hope. No, it means that they work on their midos, says the Nevartiker. They're involved, they put effort into changing their midos. Yachlifu koyach. They will find that they have a new outlook on life. And they will see Hashkoch on everything. Yalu eiver kanisharim. They will develop new wings like nisharim. The nesher bites off, chews off his old, worn-out, dried wings, and keeps has new wings growing in him. He's able to lift himself higher and re-lift himself. He gets rid of his bad wings, gets rid of his bad midas, says the Nevardiker, and renews a new outlook on life, and is able to pick himself up anew. And then the pasuk finishes and says, Yarutsu v'lo yigau, run, they'll run, they'll run. And they won't get exhausted. Yilchu, they'll travel, they'll go, they'll lay you up, but they won't be thirsty, they won't feel like they're gonna faint. Why does it say Yarutsu before Yilchu? You would think you first start off, you know, in first, second gear, Yilchu. And then once you have the thing going and you have the warm up, then Yarutsu, then you go to the speeding. Why does it speak about Yarutsu before Yilchu? So he brings a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says that the way to change of Midura'ah, everybody knows the Rambam Shemayna Prokim. And in Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam says, the way to change a Midura'ah is to go to the other extreme. like a branch that's going the wrong way. You have to bend it and tie it with rope down the other side in order to have it to be in the middle at the end. You get to the middle of the road, you have to go to the other side. Very famous Rambam. So he says the Rambam is mamish what this pasuk Yeshaya is referring to. Your roots will let you go. You have to be willing at the beginning to live a little bit extremely, to live a little bit unusually erratic, to go strongly, to do things Ravaikat Hashem, to break your midas. Very typical Navardak. And then afterwards, Yelcho, then you can travel in the middle path. The law you offer, and you'll find yourself sailing smoothly with nothing going wrong. And of course, if you think about it, Avraham Avinu, he was, you know, all the Nisyonis, amazing stories, I'll use the word stories, but Maisim, lessons, a good word, lessons that we have from Avraham Avinu in the Torah, over and over again, and 10 Nisyonis, and 9 of them for sure, the Farish happened from Lech Lecha on, Urkastim as Machlaik Yishayim was counted as one, it's not written before from the Torah, the story of Urkastim, and then the Noach. So Avraham Avinu's whole life, everything we know about him, started when he was old. When most people are retiring, or retired already, depends which country you live in, what the rule is, they're retired. He's starting his whole career, Avraham Avinu. He was biting off his old wings, giving himself a fresh start. He was leaving everything behind. Beis Avicha, the whole business, leaving it all behind, starting to willing to be Mishkadesh. And work on himself over and over again. The Koyvi Hashem Yachlifu Chayach. The Mishnah at the end of Kedushin, when it speaks about Avraham Avinu was the Kaim Kol Torah Kula, the Mishnah brings as an example none other than Avraham Avinu. He's considered the classic person who changed everything. He went and he renewed himself. Lawyer Dick. He had this whole new start. He didn't go by what was done. Everybody in his family were Ovid by Gezara. Karach, you know, he was big Ovid by Gezara. It was very in thing. He had a site. You can order a by Gezara what you want it made out of. Wood, metal, plastic. You wanted to have moving parts. How many noses? Karach also said you click on the different things and you order it. Karach was the biggest manufacturer of a by Gezara. And still, Avraham Avinu, even though the country and everybody was in it, Avraham Avinu lead changes. He's willing to go through a whole new process to change everything from before, how it was. Unbelievable. This was Yalu Eberk and Nisharim. The Korbi Hashem Yachlifu Koyach. He's willing to change everything which he had brought with him. You know, there's a very famous Rambam that says that Avraham Avinu, beginning of Yadazar, the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu recognized the Kaddish Baruch Hu from age 40. And the Ravid says, there's a message that says from age 3. And the Gerech Hushirim and others say that, of course, they're just arguing which was the main cutoff point when he's considered having become a Yid. But it was something which kept developing and growing by him. He was never satisfied. He kept growing. So that's why the Mishnah and the Kedushin bring the Pasuk of the Kovi Hashem Yachlipu Kayach and then goes on to discuss Achenu Oimer Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had this Maila of going, doing constant hischachos. And that's how he was able to do the tannis yoinis. Because like we said from the Vart, because his whole psukim was about not having tannis and hashkacha. So Rabbi Yishev says, take Yitzchak, or whatever the Rabbi, all the things, go to, right after you come into Akashol, go down to Mitzrayim. All the nisyoinis, really, if you go through all the different shitas, you end up with close to 17, 18 nisyoinis, what they were, which ones are counted, which aren't in the 10. Look, in Pirkei Avos, all the different shitas you're showing, you end up with a bunch. How is he able to cope with all these things? These are moments when you have questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, every time he had a question, he fixes and works on his midas, and he realizes it's not a question on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a question of my own midas. The Baruch Hashem should help us. Be zoiche, the steigen midas. Oh, we should change, you know, the Vilna he brings. I added some stuff today. The Vilna Gaon says that the reason why we came to this world was to change midas. We should be zoiche to dent them, to make some little mark on them. A scuff, a scratch, something. Rabbi Hashem help us. Shri Zaycha to become Sadiqim, Shema, Va'amakum, Sadiqim, Shabbos.